From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia Land Conservancy announced last week that three Columbia County farms will receive more than $2 million in protection grants from the state. Widows Creek Farm in Stockport, Millerhurst Farm in Ancrandale, and Berkshire Valley Farm in Copeg will receive the funds made available through the State Department of Agriculture and Markets Agriculture and Farmland Protection Program. The grants go to ensure farmland is protected from development. Columbia Land Conservancy Director Marissa Cody said the funding provides a financial incentive for farm owners to sign away development rights to conservancy, which in turn prevents residential or non-farm development on the farm. Cody said the program helps owners improve and expand their operations, ensuring the farmland remains farmland into the future. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that approximately 850 students and 100 staff members from Coxsackie Athens High School were evacuated early morning Tuesday, December the 6th, after a fire alarm was triggered by smoke. Coxsackie Athens District Superintendent Randall Squire said the smoke came from a student's cell phone, and I quote, after it had been tampered with, end quote. Two fire trucks and two support vehicles from the Coxsackie Fire Department responded to the call. Students and staff stood outside in the cold until firefighters gave the all clear 45 minutes later. There were no injuries and no fire. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. David G. Ambuso is reporting at Politico New York that a new report by the Regional Plan Association concludes that while sea levels are rising at an accelerated rate, most governments are not doing enough to prepare for that eventuality. The report released on December the 6th, How Sea Level Rise Threatens the Tri-State Region, is a form of introduction to the association's major publication due out in 2017. The report states, and I quote, the pace at which seas are rising is accelerating. Sea levels could rise around 1 foot as soon as the 2030s. 3 feet could occur as early as the 2080s. 6 feet of sea level rise could come early in the next century, end quote. Areas in New Jersey, such as Jersey City and Hoboken, and the communities of the Jersey Shore are among the locations most endangered by the expected water rise. Other critical areas include the Rockaways, Jamaica Bay, Coney Island, and parts of Staten Island and Long Island. In New York City, a 6 foot rise in sea level would displace about 200,000 residents. While New York City is taking steps to plan and redesign neighborhoods to prepare for rising sea levels, other local governments are not. The report says in those areas, plans are being made to address short-term flooding problems, but ignore how in 50 to 100 years, coastlines will be significantly altered or almost completely changed. The Regional Plan Association argues for a comprehensive plan for the region to address both short and long-term threats. You can find a link to the full report on the WGXC Newsroom page and read the full story at Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that a Bronx Assembly member will reintroduce legislation next session that would require the State Parole Board to detail demographic information in its annual report about the individuals considered for parole. The same legislation was approved by the Assembly multiple times in the past, but died in Senate committee each time. The announcement came as Governor Andrew M. Cuomo ordered an investigation into alleged racial bias in the state prison system and in parole decisions following a report on such bias by the New York Times. The parole board already is required by law to issue an annual report to the governor and legislature. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Tim Tulock reports in the Altamont Enterprise about one local Christmas tree farm that's not having a merry season. Van Eaton Christmas Tree Farm on Burn Altamont Road in Knox in Albany County is having the worst season in 50 years. The late winter's freakishly balmy temperatures started early growth before an April freeze. The summer's drought made things worse. Lily Collarwood, commercial horticulture educator at Albany Cornell Cooperative Extension, says, and I quote, for the Van Eaton farm, it was a perfect storm, end quote. The 15-year-old trees for sale this Christmas, the farm's Susan Mason says, survived,
but the freeze snapped their internal needles, the one near the trunk, making them look less full. The farm's apple trees were hit the worst. Mason says, and I quote, "They produced not a single apple," end quote. You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Marie J. French reports in Politico New York that on the last day for public comments on expanding the number of anchorages for large ships in the Hudson River, Governor Andrew Cuomo directed the Department of State to demand, and I quote, "an immediate and full assessment," end quote, by the Coast Guard for the new sites. The governor's office said in a December the 5th statement, and I quote, "It's deeply troubling that the U.S. Coast Guard has identified multiple sites along the Hudson River without first informing residents on the impacts of anchoring barges, many of them filled with crude oil, will have on communities," end quote. Pace University environmental policy students released a review on December the 5th that says the Coast Guard did not follow its own process with little public input before starting the regulatory process. You can read that full story in Politico New York. John Farrow reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Lyme disease cases locally are being underestimated in federal statistics. In 2009, the state health department began allowing counties to review a sample of laboratory tests for Lyme and then estimate the total number of cases. But the estimates don't use the same definition as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So counties such as Dutchess and Ulster have fallen in national rankings of case counts per capita rates of infection, according to a Poughkeepsie Journal investigation. Dutchess County Legislator Donna Bolner, chair of the Dutchess County Tic Tac Force, said of the federal funds available to fight Lyme, and I quote, "We are going to lose those dollars," end quote. Reports from 2012 through 2015 show New York averages $2 million a year in National Institutes of Health grants for Lyme behind Connecticut and Texas. Dr. Jeffrey Engel, the executive director of the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, said, and I quote, "In New York State, they are only investigating 20% of their lab results, and then they extrapolate to a full number. But the national system needs every single case. It's just not reconcilable," end quote. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that school districts across New York have tested their water for lead and alerted parents of the results statewide, but the individual results have not yet been released as a group. The State Department of Health says that statewide data will be published soon. The agency wrote in a statement, and I quote, "This information will be summarized in a report to the governor and state legislature and will be made available to the public in the very near future," end quote. Many schools, like the Catskill School District, have posted their own results online in the meantime. You can read that full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting snow likely before 10 a.m. today, then possibly turning to rain between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. The sun rose this morning at 7:11 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 7th day of December, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.